This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by McDelivery, bringing you the food you love. McDelivery brings a top-tier lineup of food right to your door. No matter the result, you'll always be winning with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app and you'll get rewards points delivered too, so that ordering today means some tasty rewards for tomorrow. Only via app at participating restaurants. 18 plus rewards registration required. Points only on menu items, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Congratulations with the result and the
microphone.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Not just with the result, but the chance for you to start a game for England as well. It's been a while. How special on those two fronts?
Yeah, both very special. Obviously, the win. Firstly, of course, like you said, the start. It's been a while since I put the jersey on, so I wanted to make sure that I played well, and I think I did that. Obviously, the result's the main thing, and a clean sheet and a win puts us in a good spot going forward for the group.
November 2021 was the last time you played for England, and that's a long time for a player of your age and your ability and the level you've been playing at. And look, a lot of that's been down to injuries. Mm-hmm. I know it's been a really tough time for you, but it must have been incredibly frustrating and difficult, that low time.
Yeah, I mean, like you said there, that's a long time not to play for your country, which is obviously something you dream of as a child. So, yeah, I mean, it was literally moments like putting that shirt on tonight that kept me going. So, to know that the hard work paid off and got the opportunity to start again for England, and I'm very happy with the result tonight, and hopefully many more to come as well.
You played well personally as well, and when you're playing so well for your club, as you have done all season for Chelsea, does that give you extra confidence and belief making this step up to international football?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, international football's very difficult in its own right. It's different to club football, but when you're playing well for your club, you bring that confidence into the games, and you bring that form into the games, and you go into training and you meet up with the group with full confidence, and I did that, and I just, like I said, wanted to make sure that I could play well tonight and help the team get the win.
Talk to me about Bukayo Saka. He used to play in your position.
Yeah.
He now plays right wing, and it's incredible what he can do from there. An assist and an incredible goal in the space of 4 minutes. What do you think about him?
I can't believe he played at left back when he can do that. Yeah, such a great talent. I think everyone can see what he gives on the pitch, but he's one of the best people I've met in football as well. We see him on a daily basis around the camp, and he just brings happiness to everyone else. He's always smiling. He's a good guy to be around, and then he comes out on the pitch and delivers like that for us. An assist and a goal, and ultimately wins us the game tonight. So, yeah, I'm delighted for him as well.
Finally, 2 wins from 2, 6 points from 6 points. A difficult place to go to Italy, and you get an incredible result there. Very professional and impressive at times tonight as well. It's a perfect start to Euro 2024 quarterfinal.
Literally the perfect start. But that's all it is, a start. And we know that. Of course, we're very happy with how the week's gone, but it's 2 games in, we've still got a long way to go, so we just need to keep our foot on the gas, and we need to make sure that we keep working hard when we get the opportunity to meet up together in the summer. We need to, we can't settle for less than 2 more wins.
Ben, I just ask one more question. What was it like playing with James Maddison, a reunion from your Leicester days?
Yeah, we literally spoke before the game and we had a little laugh about it, a little throwback. Not played together, not trained together for, nearly 3 years since I was at Leicester, so it was nice. He's one of my good friends, so it was nice for us to share that moment today.
And his first England start, how do you think he got on?
I said to him after the game, I thought he was brilliant tonight. I thought everything he'd done was clean, he kept the ball, started a few attacks, and everyone knows the qualities that he possesses, and I think he showed them tonight. Thank you, guys.
Cheers. A lot of help. Thank you. And first and foremost, many congratulations. You are now an official England player. How does that feel?
Yeah, it feels so surreal. I mean, I couldn't think of a better ground to do it in front of, and obviously my family. been a long journey, but to finally make onto the pitch, get my first cap, it's a massive moment, you know.
It's the second time you've been called up, and you didn't get the chance in your first call up. And I wonder whether you look at the way Harry Kane's playing, he breaks the record, and you.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Picture the scene. All of your mates around, you've got your McNugget share boxes ready to go. Partner this with your team playing champagne football. Perfect. Order McDelivery now on the McDonald's app. There's nothing quite like a McDelivery. At participating restaurants, 18 plus, serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Just sitting there thinking, am I going to get another chance here? So, and it was late in the game when you got that chance.
I mean, with a player like Harry Kane in front of you, it's always going to be tough. he's one of the best strikers in the world. And but all I can keep doing is keep working hard. And when my chance comes, just take it with two hands. And I did that today. And thankfully that I got my cap. And it means a lot. It means a lot, believe me.
You only got 10 minutes. And you didn't really get a chance in that time to stick the ball in the back of the net. There was one that bounced your way and I thought it might drop to you. There was one where I thought Jack Grealish might have squared it for you. Were you itching? Are you on the pitch thinking, come on, just give me a chance?
Yeah, of course. You're going to be itching to get the ball in the back of the net. But the main thing is doing things right, trying to see the game out and get 3 points, which is obviously the main thing and the main aim of the game.
The manager's spoken very highly of you in this camp and in the previous camp as well. He likes the way you conduct yourself and he says you've impressed him a lot in training. Do you think you've done enough to kind of leave an impression in the manager's mind?
Yeah, I feel like I have. I feel like I'm working on my game every day. And I feel like on the training pitch, I've been working hard, doing the right things. And you just got to do that. When you're not playing, you just got to make sure you're working hard, head down and keep progressing. And like I said, you got to keep your name ringing around the manager's mind and hopefully... When he gives you the chance, you've got to take it.
You've been extraordinary for Brentford this season. The manager's talked about that as well. First Brentford player since 1939 to win an England cap. Does that make it that extra bit special?
Yeah, obviously everybody at Brentford are rooting for me. I was getting a message before the LA game. Obviously I was itching to get on them, but it didn't happen. But they kept messaging me for today and I got the cap. So it's not just a special moment for myself, a special moment for everybody at Brentford and everybody involved.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
And Ivan, how do you like to have to settle in the other players here?
Yeah, I mean, it's a great bunch. Obviously, we're all for the same objective, which is to win the game and get 3 points. And I mean, everybody's a great person. Obviously, we know him a bit, playing against them, but yeah, they've helped me massively settle in, so it's been very good.
And there's obviously a lot of club rivalries, but they're all put aside. That's what is great about this
team. Yeah, of course. Obviously, we're on the same team now, and we're here for one thing, and that's to win. And we'll make sure that I'm training hard and putting it into game matches.
And the focus on Germany for next year, that's the
goal. Correct.
And Ivan, 3 years ago, you're playing in League One, so what's the feeling like making your debut at Wembley?
I was actually speaking about that the other day with my friend, saying about 3-4 years ago, as I was in League One, fighting to get promotion. Now I'm making my cap for England. But, like I said, it's been a massive journey. It's been a long journey, but to finally make it, getting my first England cap is a massive achievement. But obviously the hard work starts now, and hopefully I can continue that.
Did you dream about playing for England when you were playing for Peterborough then? Did you think it was a goal that you could achieve?
100%. Obviously, you've got to dream big, and I've made my dream reality. So it's a massive achievement for my family and myself and everybody involved.
And finally, Northampton tweeted saying you're the first player from their academy to play for the national team. How do you feel?
Yeah, it's massive. Northampton boy, Northampton raised, so big achievement for everybody in Northampton.
Ivan, just quickly, Gareth Southgate's obviously played a variety of strikers over his tenure with an eye to finding the deputy to Harry Kane in the long term. Form and injuries have gone away from quite a few of them. But now that you've had your debut, do you feel that can become you in the long term?
Well, I hope so. I hope I can keep performing and keep myself in and around the mix. But obviously, like you said, as Harry Kane is one of the best strikers in the world in front of me. So, and there's other strikers that are doing well as well around the Premier League. So I just got to keep doing what I can do on the pitch, and hopefully it's enough.
Thanks,
cheers, guys.
Cheers, thank you.
Congratulations, Pat.
Obviously, we knew it was quite strong in the car, and we were trying to play our game. But you know, in these kind of games, big players they decide the game. So they had two chances, obviously, in the first half. We scored two, and afterwards, it was so difficult, you know, to upgrade. So
you were even playing at right back at this stage today. You're quite a mercurial player.
Like I said already, that I'm more than happy to help my team wherever I play. So if manager decided to put me there, I have to just shut my mouth and work hard.
And what can you say about the atmosphere today? Obviously, there was a lot of Ukrainian support there. You led the team out as captain. What's your general consensus on the whole day?
Amazing performance, you know. I would like to say massive thanks for those who came today, and also for those who obviously didn't have that opportunity but still were watching us by TV and helped us and supported us. So I said to the last in the circle that this atmosphere is probably one of the best, and what we've seen. Amazing stadium, great picture, that's what we were dreaming about since we were kids. So unfortunately the result is not good, but still it's a good experience for us.
Yeah, one last question. Bukayo Saka had a great game, one man the match for England. What did you exchange any words after the match? What's your assessment of his performance?
He's an amazing player, we knew that. Obviously he's on fire at the moment, and I wish him that until the end of the season. Like I said already, that there is no friends on the pitch. Unfortunately he beat me today, but I will take revenge.
Thank you.
Obviously it's not easy to get back, you know, from 2-0 half time, and every one of us, we knew how strong England are, and like I said, these kind of games, big players decide, they dictate everything. So they scored two amazing goals in the first half. Afterwards, it was so difficult, you know, to create something.
And overall, on Euro 2024 qualifying, where is everyone's head at? What's been said in the dressing room about it?
Manager said that we still have to believe that we can qualify for the Euro. We have such a great team, you know. I mean, in terms of our potential, we have a lot of young players. Of course, we have to learn, but tonight's game is an amazing experience.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Alex, just quickly on Bukayo, you just said he's in great form. He's been talked about as potentially the footballer of the year this year. Is there anyone better at the moment, you think?
Where?
In the Premier League.
In the Premier League. I don't know. I'm not the guy who is gonna judge. Definitely, he is on top. He is over there. So maybe one of them. That's for sure. So I wish him to be on this form until the end of the season, because he's so important player for Arsenal. Everyone knows this. So yeah, that's what I wish him.
And just for the final 10 games of the season for Arsenal, it's like cup finals, isn't it? The last.
Yes, we have 10 more finals there.
Fantastic.
Thank you.
How much you've had to wait for it? First half for England.
Yeah, felt great to be fair. I said in there, it almost felt like a second debut. Like, I know that doesn't really work, but it's been that long, and it's been that, feels a lifetime ago since that Montenegro game. So almost felt like a second debut. It felt brilliant. It felt good out there. It's so refreshing to be out there with the lads and in a strong team in a big game. So I really enjoyed it.
You always play with a smile on your face, but it looked broader than ever out there at Wembley.
I love football. I always say it. I batter it home that I'm a football man and I love the game. And I've worked hard. I've waited a long time for that opportunity. You know, it feels like I've been waiting so long to get to the point where the manager looks at me and wants to start me. You know, so really happy to be in that position for him to put that trust into me, and hopefully I repaid him with my performance. Yeah.
I know how hard the World Cup was for you, but a lot of people around that time spoke very highly of you, players and staff, about how your mood was incredibly high. You were incredibly positive, despite the injury, despite the fact you didn't get any game time. Do you think that stood you in good stead to come back into the England camp and take off on the right foot?
Yeah, definitely, and that was the attitude I had to have off out. So there was a lot of lows and there was a lot of sad faces when I was in my room by myself, just thinking, why now, this little injury, why in the West Ham game did I get that just before the World Cup after I'd worked so hard to get to the position where everyone was almost, felt like everyone was clamouring for me to be in the squad, and I'd worked so hard and my performances were really good, and so there was tough times in the room in Qatar, FaceTiming home, just sad, but it was almost like a battle with myself to say, like, well, don't take this for granted. I might not be able to shake this injury off, but it will leave me in good stead if I show Gareth and show the people who have questioned my personality or off the field or whatever that is, that's all rubbish and I can be a good person. And we have such a good group and I get on so well with the lads and the staff, and it's what you see from the outside is exactly how it is, the togetherness and the fun nature of the energy around the camp. And so I hope stuff like that would leave me in good stead, and it probably has. Yeah.
You're your own harshest critic at the best of times, it strikes me. I've spoken to you a lot about it in the past. What did you make of your own performance tonight? Because you got a lot of the ball and you look like you really grew into the game and grew in confidence, got more of the ball, and things were starting to happen.
Well, yeah, I know my strengths and my skill set and what I can bring. So people might look at the lineup and see that Madison's on the left wing, how's that going to work? But it's actually a really nice position to be honest, for a player like me, especially when you have Ben Chilwell, who's left back, who's such a good runner and such a threat in behind that I can go and find the inside spaces. And Gareth said to me, play with freedom, you have the license to go and find them pockets, and how you do for Leicester. And it just gave me that freedom, that I didn't feel restricted. I felt good. Me and Jude interchanged well on that left side. And yeah, I'll watch the game back and I'll probably nitpick, and there's probably a few things I should have scored, to be honest. But I'll try and take that hat off for a second and enjoy the moment. Yeah.
The one you think you should have scored, was that where maybe if you had a blue shirt on instead of a white shirt, you might have pulled the trigger? That's the only one I can think of.
I should have shot.
On the left corner of the box.
Yeah, yeah.
When you tried to slip it through to Bukayo.
Yeah, because I did well to like navigate the chance, because it was almost like a second ball, but I checked my shoulder and saw Zinchenko coming, kind of rolled him and got into my territory where maybe on a 15th start I might have pulled the trigger, but who knows. I was just trying to get Bukayo, and he made a good run, to be fair, but he ignored my run in the first half and stuck one in the top corner, so I probably should have done the same.
There's a last one. Where do you go from here? Because it feels like you've gone through a long road, a tough emotional and a physical road to get to where you are now.
Mm.
Impressing the England manager, getting your first start. This has to be the start of something internationally for you, doesn't it?
Yeah, Leicester head back on now, though. It's too much of an important run. Not in the most ideal situation in terms of the table, so Leicester head back on now. But internationally, just to prove to Gareth that I can do it on the pitch, I'm good around the camp, and I think I've done that, and we get on really well. So Leicester head back on, and then some good international games to look forward to in the summer. Thank you.
Quick one on Ben.
Sorry. Thank you.
Away days are great, but there's nothing quite like playing at home. The same goes for McDonald's. Maximise your home ground advantage with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app. At participating restaurants, 18 plus, serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.